European Union orders satellite providers Eutelsat to take 19 Iranian TV channels and radio stations off the air. European firms had been jamming Iranian channels for months before the decision was announced. It's believed that most of the jamming was carried out by British technicians. The European Union announces a new round of sanctions against Iran over its nuclear energy program. EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton expresses hope that the measures will force Tehran to make concessions in upcoming talks with the P5 plus one. Iran has called the sanctions illegal. Well, Iran's president holds talks with his Azerbaijani counterpart in Baku. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and Ilham Aliyev discuss bilateral relations and call for the expansion of cooperation in different fields. Iran's president is in Baku to take part in the 12th summit of the Economic Cooperation Organization, ECO. The Syrian army rejects claims by the Human Rights Watch that it's using cluster bombs. The army says the report is part of a disinformation campaign against the crisis-hit country. On Sunday, the rights group accused Damascus of using Russian-made cluster bombs in civilian areas. The UN Arab League envoy Lakhdar Brahimi discusses the conflict in Syria with Iraqi officials. Earlier in the day, Brahimi met with the secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Saeed Jalili. Jalili told Brahimi that the only solution to the Syrian crisis is democracy and respect for the will of the people. Gunmen attack power stations and security facilities in and around the Ivory Coast's commercial capital, Abidjan. One of the power station's turbines, that is, was damaged in the raid and has been shut down. Defense Minister Paul Koffi Koffi says some 10 people have been arrested and are currently being interrogated. Protesters in Bahrain take to the streets yet again, calling for the downfall of the regime. The demonstrators are also expressing solidarity with medics who began a hunger strike on Sunday while in jail. Protests were held in several towns near the capital, Manama. And Portugal's government introduces more austerity measures and tax increases for next year's budget. Finance Minister Vitor Gasper has delivered the budget for 2013 to the Parliament Speaker. It's one of the harshest in the country's recent history and will take away the equivalent of a month's wages from many workers.